B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
He scored his 60th career touchdown, which ties the Patriots record. We talked about the meetings in the room. What is your reaction to that?
One more. I got 69 touchdowns, if you know what I mean. Only you know what I mean, baby.
CNN aired this song just like that.
We had to after
that was it.
Janet Jackson changed.
That's a bad edit.
Janet Jackson changed everything. He had to clean everything up. I bet up until 2001 you would have heard the other version of BCN.
I want to make this be known. This matters not at all to our listeners.
Here we go.
But I'm going to let them in on this.
All right.
So we've been on the air nearly 10 years now.
We've ruined songs.
No. It's not about the... What?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
No, I mean, like our, some of our
regions. Yeah, we talked about that.
10 years, yeah.
Oh, where you but going? For nearly 10 years, we have still maintained our access, even in the process of switching buildings.
Catalog.
We have maintained our access to the WBCN catalog of music.
Yeah.
It is still with us.
Yeah.
If we ever change our systems, I just want it to be known that that needs to come with us. That's part of our deal. Like, we can't lose this. We can't lose that on a second's notice, you pull up a Beastie Boys song from the BCN tab in our system.
Yeah, I mean...
We've kept it intact. We didn't even lose it in the move.
No, but I mean...
Those Beastie Boys.
I would say most of those songs are available in other ways.
But they're already edited there. We already have them edited and ready to go.
Yeah, true.
We can't lose that.
Okay.
Can't lose that ability.
All right.
Can't lose that ability. That needs to stay.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Put it in get
as
it your
nod.
Next.
Get
it's
like
your
nod
next
to BCN.
It's like part of him. Like it's part of the deal with him. Like you and the BCN stuff and the music in your.
It's not a hill. I'm
yeah,
willing to
I think
die.
I. Got
yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Tom told me to play it. I wasn't
tell
here Friday.
You son of a bitch. That's the worst.
Jim wasn't here Friday. Jim has no idea.
It's the worst drive home in history. I got a bone to pick with the state police.
What?
So Morrissey Boulevard gets flooded out on Friday. So you're going to wait.
I didn't know this would carry
take
over to Monday.
One little tripper car, and I love state police. I do.
Love them.
They take one car, and they park it sideways across the entrance of Morrissey down here with one of those big arrows pointing this way. And I took a right out of this building. Did a U-turn, and 47 minutes went by.
I was out the door at 2:02 on Friday.
And we are all
at 3 p.m., I was on 93 going by this building.
I went all the way to Southie and snuck back.
58 minutes to not actually make any progress on the
drive.
Well,
gentlemen, this is a case for staying 15 minutes longer.
Because
I was out the door at 2:20 and saw the same thing, pulled the U-ey, was heading back up to do the same mess you guys had to do, when they opened up one lane of Morrissey Boulevard. So a bunch of us did another U-ey, went through. I was home before 3 o'clock.
So we made fun of that rejoin on Friday during our show, and it was a Beatle that sent the...
No, I think it was probably Tom.
Was it Tom that sent the... And I clicked on it like... And I'm like, I hate everybody right now. Like, just... Because Friday, you just want to... It makes you never want to listen to Aerosmith again. It really does. It really does like it. Okay, we're good with Aerosmith.
But we never got to that. That was the point. It got looped.
Oh, yeah.
It was that 5 seconds over and over again.
Yeah, they didn't play the best part.
All right, let's get back to your calls. Rob Gronkowski retired last night. We've been talking about that all day long. Joe and Revere with a thought on that. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Joe, my man.
Right? Joe.
Hey, Zolak.
Hi, pal.
How are you, my friend?
How's your kid?
It's like when Bobby Orr retired, you know, everybody's all bummed out, you know, and Larry Bird. But we move on. That's what life does. Goes in circles. But, hey, the Celtics got to wake up. They're playing terrible. Give me some comments on the Celtics. And I'll
Okay. All right, Joe. Same old story with the Celtics. They haven't really woken up. They don't really care to wake up.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, their star player, Kyrie Irving, basically called out the coach.
Again.
And what did the coach do? Said, yeah, no, I agree with him. That's what happened.
Because we need Kyrie.
That's what they got to do.
It kind of shows you what it's setting up for, right? Like we're gonna play Kate Kyrie. We do need him. You need him. You're going to be the coach. He's going to be your player. What are you going to do? You want to butt heads? Let's start that war now.
Old story with the Celtics. Nope, nothing different there. And you know what? I'm getting tired of talking about them when this happens.
And you're getting tired of
some of the
lackluster efforts. And I'm not a big college hoops guy, but the effort that some of these kids play with in this tournament, to watch them bust their ass, like that day, I'm not going to sit here and force Duke down your throat. That UCF team and how hard they played, how they played above the rim, defense, and just going to the bucket. That was fun to watch, man.
All right, to go back to Joe's other point, comparing this to Larry Bird or Bobby Orr retiring.
I mean, that's Brady.
That's Brady. Well, no, I mean, the superstar player in this town, they're all in the same sort of class. I get it. But this is where I think it's different with Rob Gronkowski versus those two guys that he named. When those two guys retired, both Orr and, well, first of all, Orr left.
Right.
But to go back to Larry Bird, let's say, or they both apply in this category. Those guys were done.
Broke down.
They were toast. They had broken down. And Rob Gronkowski has certainly had his fair share of missed games and injuries. But we're coming off a Super Bowl in which you could argue the game-winning play.
He won you the game.
Which was the catch to the goal line was made by Rob Gronkowski.
You realize
it would be like, and this is an extreme comparison. Because obviously he was much younger, but Bobby Orr scoring the game-winning goal in the Stanley Cup and then calling it quits, saying I'm all done. You know, it's just a different spot.
That game was going so bad for them offensively that the offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, on the sideline said, we're going to keep him to the front side and we're going to send motion across, overload left, have him chip, and then just run up the sideline. And that's that first pass he hit the Gronkowski down the right sideline. And then eventually they hit a couple other ones. Edelman had one, I think Burkhead. And then boom, the 29-yarder to Gronk down that left seam. Something we were waiting for all year. Again, through 6 years of calling games, I've never had a player hold my breath like this guy. When you see the ball go down the field, and you know even if he's covered, it's got a chance to be a competitive play. And that's what he brought every time. And he played through pain, played hurt. He was fun to watch, fun to call games, man. I'm going to miss him. Edelman makes this offense go. This guy was your home run hitter, though. This guy was your big play.
Mike.
Big play potential.
Mike in Framingham. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mikey?
Honestly, why would I care what the rest of the country thinks? Alabama football, Duke basketball, Yankees, they don't care what the rest of the country thinks of them. A lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of the sheep.
Okay. Bear. Well, Dan's not here anymore to defend himself.
Yeah, Dan, what do you think? All right, that's what Dan thinks.
What do you mean? Go pull. Yeah.
Yep.
Beat it.
And I don't believe that. I don't believe that for 1 second.
Total bullshit.
Every fan base cares about what they're thought of. They do. They wouldn't be so angry about some of the accusations that have come against the Patriots. They wouldn't.
You don't rally the way this fan base has over the years, and especially like the rally or going. You think, okay, another Super Bowl. Nobody's going to go. Stadium was 95.
They hate us because they ain't us because you don't care about what everyone else thinks? Or New England versus everybody because you don't care about the everybody?
New England versus the world.
Cut the crap.
Right.
Please. Of course you care.
People get off on that. Fan base actually gets off on that. They like it. They like it you win in spite of all that. Yeah.
The fan base doesn't have time to think about that stuff right now because now they have to think about how they're going to replace the tight end that just retired. It's kind of distracting for the fan base. Do you say this is a distraction? This is a distraction for everybody. Now you're thinking personnel instead of this crap stuff.
This creates a huge... Well, exactly. I said, we left Friday at 2 o'clock. What's the story of the NFL meetings this week? It was about Robert. This is a good timing of a drop of a retirement right in the lap. It becomes the story. out there in Arizona. And Bert talked about it this morning. Everybody's talking about it. It's all you're talking about.
We've got another Rob Gronkowski montage for you, a look back at many of the big plays in his career. And also, why did it take him 2 months to decide this? We'll do that coming up after this.
There's also been something we should probably get to, a story that was about to break today, and it is now broken in a completely different direction about another scandal involving collegiate athletics.
Okay. Tell us the details of that next as well.
It's going to be fun.
All right, that's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady play action fake, end zone. Caught, touchdown, Gronkowski. His first career touchdown.
Snap to Brady. Play action fake. Steps up. Fires up the field wide open across the 30. 25 to the 20 to the right side of the 15. And inside the 15-yard line. Touchdown. All the way down and into the end zone. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Brady looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski, of course. And that breaks the record for touchdowns by a tight end in an NFL season. That is touchdown reception number 14 on the season. Brady steps, fires up the field, caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Fires to the left, and it is a spectacular catch in the end zone. What a catch by Rob Gronkowski. He laid himself straight out on the near side and caught the ball just before it hit the ground. A spectacular catch.
Fires toward the end zone, and a tumbling grab is made, rolling into the end zone with a touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
You've got to be kidding me. Did you see where he caught the football?
Shotgun snap to Tom. Throws down the middle for Gronk at the five. Out of a tackle into the end zone. On his feet with a touchdown for the Patriots.
Smooth. When this kid's engaged, it's hard to stop him.
Gronkowski makes the grab at the 20. Spins away from a defender. Stiff arms another. Carries it across the 15. To the 10. To the 5. Gronk leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Fires down the middle for Gronkowski, makes the grab at the 45, spinning away from defenders. He's gone to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Brady takes the snap. Tom throws for Gronkowski. Catch is made. Touchdown, Patriots. Got him on the quick hitter. The Pats pick up 6.
That's one protein bar. We need one more.
Brady drops back. He lobs it to the right side for Gronkowski. Has a step. Has a touchdown. Patriots. New England is back in the lead.
And the spike as he tickles to the sideline with 31 ticks left.
Tom throws down the left seam for Gronkowski. Catching stride past the 5 into the end zone. He takes a Steeler defender on the way to a touchdown, Patriots.
Takes the snap, bounces the pocket as he throws left. Touchdown, yeah. Rob Gronkowski.
In
his second
face.
Of the day.
In your face.
Brady stands in his pressure. He clutches. He throws a lob down the right side for Gronkowski. Oh, yeah. Makes the catch at the 35. Galloping to the 20. To the 15. Oh. Shakes a defender at the 10. And Gronk is into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Guess who's back?
Woo. Takes the step. Back pedals looking left. For the goal line. To Gronkowski. Touchdown, Patriots. A lob toward Gronkowski. Left. Reaches out. Extends. Makes the grab as he dives to the pylon. Super Bowl 52. Steps up to throw to the right for Gronkowski. Yeah. Brings it down in traffic. Touchdown, Patriots, to the near right pylon.
And I'm just saying, give me the spike.
Touchdown, yeah. Rob Gronkowski. Touchdown, Gronkowski.
Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
Gronkowski has a step, has a touchdown. Throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown. Touchdown, touchdown, into the end zone. Touchdown, 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 touchdown.
Fire is open. Touchdown. Gronkowski. Wow.
I know a lot of people today are spending time talking about the personality of Rob Gronkowski and how fun Rob Gronkowski was as a player. I think you're going to miss him as the player more than anything else. because you were always in it with Rob Gronkowski on the field. Always had a chance. Always.
I'm glad you bring that up because you think of all the great plays when you're up, when you're winning games. At 4th and 10 in Denver, forget which year it was, 14 or 15, it had to be 15.
15.
Right? Where you had nothing and Brady got hit, what, 23, 27 times that game? Got his ass kicked. But yet, somehow you figured something out at halftime and your back's up against it, 4th and 10, and they run him down that right seam. And Brady, that may be between the two. Of all the throws they've had, considering the dire situation, and you're sitting there 4th and 10 on the road in Denver, you can't hear. It's deafening. And that was Denver's year when they went and won it. And he threw a dime to Gronkowski down that right seam. It was through double coverage. He had to extend both hands out, makes the catch. Then he comes down and tiptoes off the back end line to catch the touchdown. To cut it to 2. And that's when Brady forced it to Edelman. He missed Gronk. And he was running that post corner on the right side. They would have put that thing into overtime if he just went right back to Gronkowski a third time.
Rob Gronkowski's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has been all over television today.
Why is he doing this?
Never been a camera he didn't like. Drew Rosenhaus adding more context to his comments earlier in the day, though, about the possibility of Gronk returning. He said on NFL Network just minutes ago that he was shocked that he thought Rob was going to come back and play, and that his speculation and his gut feeling is that Gronk will be back at some point. This is his agent. But he also said, Rob told me he is, quote, done. So Rob Gronkowski told his agent, no, I'm done. This is it. And his agent is saying, but it's not going to shock me if he changes his mind. Won't shock me if he wants to come back.
So he
Drew Rosenhaus, by the way, wanted to also add that he's had zero discussions with the Patriots about Gronk possibly returning. That has not at all been discussed.
That's hard to deal with that right now, based on what the salary cap is and what the team situation is going to be on that time. It's too far in the future to do that. But he's a guy that does know the player, and for him to say I'm done, I think he knows that eventually, 4 months into it, after Rob flies to here, to there, to go back here, to film this, or to do this, or to sit on this set and say this. He's doing all this traveling and adding up the dollars to get to maybe $5 million. To where, what am I doing? I want to go back. I want to play football. Brady's calling me again. And I wonder how much Brady's going to have to play in this. Say you're sitting there at 9-5, or even 7-5 next year through 12 games. Brady picks up the phone and goes, dude, need you 4 games. Can you do it?
Yeah, but except Tom Brady's not the GM of the team.
I know that, but
he's got to have someone else being okay with it or wanting it.
To think Bill would be okay with this tight end situation and the offense as it's constituted, to go hang out in West Hollywood, then to go to Barbados, then to go down to the pro days and be pretty much nonchalant with the offseason and not have a pulse on what the tight end situation is, I find it hard to believe. I find it very hard to believe that this thing caught them cold, that they got hit with yesterday at 3:00 or whenever this drops. Wow, did they get blindsided?
All right, well, interesting you bring that up. Let's hear this clip that we played earlier in the show today. Sal Palantonio and Mike Reese. Sal Palantonio indicates that the team was shocked by this, that they did not see it coming, and Mike Reese seems to agree. Have a listen.
Well, let me just tell you, I saw Mike Reese running through the hallway literally minutes ago, and I said, Mike, what's going on? And he said, Rob Gronkowski just retired. So this was a shock to you and the New England Patriots.
Well, it was, Sal. It happened around 2:55, and it happened on Instagram. Rob Gronkowski posting it on his Instagram account. My first reaction, let me check in with the team, make sure that they were aware of this, that they didn't find out via Instagram. And I'm told from a team spokesman that Rob Gronkowski did call the team and inform him
of his
decision.
But he was at the facility all this offseason.
He was, Sal. He was showing up on a regular basis, whether that was to get treatment or not. The indication as time went on and we knew he was still weighing his future, the thought process was if he's still showing up at the facility, perhaps that means he's thinking about playing next season. So this takes a little bit of an unexpected turn.
And we may be reaching a little bit there, but I don't know.
But then again, why does McGinnis say what he did over 2 weeks ago?
Because he thought he was going to retire. And he knows Rob Gronkowski and knows that it will be hard for him to stay away. And maybe that's why his agent is saying the same thing. Why is his agent saying it
today? Why would he shut the door? That's money for him.
In one sense, he's saying, this guy's telling me he's done. That's his quote. Three duns.
Yeah. Drew Rosenhaus.
But I think I could see him coming back.
Yeah. There's Drew Rosenhaus looking at, wow, there goes my 5% of $9 million or 3% or whatever.
Oh, Drew Rosenhaus wants him to come back.
Yes, he does.
Of course he does.
He knows he's more valuable on the football field because he could still make that $10 million bucks, and he's still going to be even more marketable if he goes out and if he wins another championship with Brady. Because Brady's still there. If there's a new quarterback in, and there's some young kid there, I think Drew's sitting there saying, yeah, Rob's done.
The same way that I think it was harder, you know, for Rob Gronkowski to stay in the game and continue playing the further away from the Super Bowl he got, the same may be true. I have no idea. I'm just saying, what if all of a sudden he starts enjoying life not playing football?
He might.
And whatever it is he does get into next, he's enjoying it. And he's enjoying not having to go out and deal with the physical and, as he said, mental toll that last season took on him.
Yep.
What if he just feels good?
But there's nothing
feels
like...
Feels good and is enjoying whatever it is he's doing.
And there's nothing better than that, where you're a champion, you're sitting there, and then you get a chance, because I think you've earned it, the opportunity, maybe with 4 weeks in the season, someone coming to you and say, we're going to pay you this amount of money for a prorated sort of nice little check for you. And not many players in the league are allowed to do that or had that ability to do it. Like, Jason went and sat there for a year. I don't know how effective he's going to be coming back. I don't think he's going to be effective at all. I really don't. Like, Witten at the end, you could tell, wasn't the same guy. This guy could still play. Now, he doesn't have the burst. We all know that. The speed. You know, going back to the beginning of the year where Lombardi's looking at it saying, looks to me like he's lost a step. Like, the speed isn't there. He can still catch the ball. He's 6'6". Double covered. You know, he could still make that catch. He proved that at the end of the Super Bowl. He proved that.
Do you know what I wonder? Do you know what I wonder about the McGinnis quote too?
What's that?
When you say, "Oh, where'd he get that from?" He said flat out, "I have not spoken with Rob Gronkowski."
I know he did.
Right?
Yep.
You know that he did?
Oh, what do you mean? No.
He said, "They said, have you spoken with Gronk?" He said, "No,
I did not."
Okay.
Yeah.
Based on what he said and now what his agent is saying, is it possible that he spoke to his agent?
Maybe.
And the agent was saying the same thing a week ago.
I always go to the Guerrero
tie. Trainer.
I go to the Guerrero tie. Willie found Guerrero. He's the one to introduce him to Brady, and Brady introduced Guerrero to Gronk. And when Willie's been around the team a lot last couple of years, in and out, you know, flipping coins, hanging out with the owner. It's his original pick. That's his guy. Willie's Robert's guy, man.
Hardy, will you have that item about Michael Avenatti?
Oh, yeah.
In your headlines?
probably not in the headlines.
Okay. Well.
You want me to? I'll throw it in there.
Yeah, if you could throw it in there to get people updated on what it is that happened. He is the, I don't know if he still is. He is the lawyer for Stormy Daniels. That's probably how you know him best, Michael Avenatti. He had been basically teasing on Twitter that there would be a huge information drop or story today on Nike's involvement with student athletes, the same way Adidas had a case that I still think is working its way through the courts with basketball players, that the same would be true of Nike. That story flipped today because Michael Avenatti was charged with extortion against Nike.
Well, now I don't have to put it in the headlines. There you go.
Here's something else for you, though. Just because he extorted Nike doesn't mean that what he claims to know is false. There could still be a case against Nike. So we will watch that one to see what happens. Hardy has headlines. You will hear from Drew Rosenhaus from NFL Network. We will have that for you coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, 138.
Have you seen the Motley Crue live version of this going around on Facebook where Vince Neil's just doing... Like, he's not doing any of the lyrics. I'll pull it up.
Is that from the Netflix thing that's out?
Yes. Like, he's not singing the song.
Let me tell you something.
Like, he's lost his mind.
Did you watch the Netflix? You haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it.
Beatle, have you watched the Netflix, The Dirt?
Nope.
I've only read reviews of it.
Mm-hmm.
My gut tells me don't watch it until you read the book first. The book is so good.
Well, that's not going to happen for Zoe.
Right. But talk about just a book about a band. I don't care anything about Motley Crue. I never did. Right? Not my thing.
Can you imagine the stories?
That book is so incredible. It's been a long time since I had a book that I literally could not put down. I was carrying it with me everywhere. It's that good. It's unbelievable. There's no way the movie can do it justice. I mean, maybe it's all right. Maybe if you watch it, you think it was pretty good. Read that book. Beetle, look at me. Read the book. Okay. Zoe's not going
to
read it.
You have time, Beetle.
You'll read it.
Beetle's got lots of time to read books. Beetle can't wait to go home today.
I don't think I'm going to get to that book anytime soon.
Should have read it on vacation.
Yeah.
Should have told you.
No way, dude. Swim. Just go have fun.
Long swim. No way. Long swim. Anyway...
Do you want to tell that story real quick?
No. Drew Rosenhaus. Drew Rosenhaus.
I go back to the text. Yeah.
Someone should watch me. That's what I would say. I needed a chaperone. Drew Rosenhaus was on NFL Network.
Yep.
And this is what he had to say minutes ago about Rob Gronkowski.
Here we go.
I'm a little shocked to say tell you guys the truth. I mean, it's been 9 years that...
You were really shocked.
I was. I thought Rob was going to come back and play.
When did he tell you?
Yesterday, around 3 p.m. Eastern time, he gave me a call. I'll never forget. These are the calls you never forget. Mm-hmm. And he said, Drew, I just got off the phone with Mr. Kraft. And I was like, oh, man, he's going to step down. He's just so much fun to watch play. Of course, my relationship with him will continue in a different capacity. We'll continue to help him with his off-the-field endeavors. And like I said to some of the other people in our business, I wouldn't be shocked if Rob's back on the football field at some point.
Okay, but when you say that, it sounds as if you already know that.
No, I don't.
Have there been any discussions with the Patriots whatsoever about coming back midseason?
Zero.
Zero.
This is entirely... Wouldn't be shocked if Rob were to...
Oh, something happened there.
Okay.
Someone screwed up back there.
I just want to make it perfectly clear.
Does he say dun, dun, dun at the end? Does he use that? The dun, dun, dun?
I got a problem with that.
What?
So... He called Mr. Kraft first before he told his representation and his agent that he was retiring.
So?
Based on the way they put everything together, the brand and everything, like, hey, Drew, I'm retiring. Make sure I have the statement. Is this cool this way? What process do we have to go through? So Rob called the owner first before he called his agent.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think that's proper protocol, like from a player standpoint. Like, we're all getting on the same page, talk to the family. Talk to the agent. Okay, we're ready to release this.
I don't think it's that crazy.
I don't see Drew Rosenhaus being left out in the dark on this or being at second.
Okay, so you think he's lying?
I think he's known what's going on here for a while.
You think he's trying to? I mean, because the story sounds better this way. Rob talks to the owner.
Sounds great this way.
And they come to an agreement, and then Rob gets off the phone and calls Drew and tells him what I just decided, but I told the owner first.
You know what I'm going to do, Rob?
Because
I'm
going to
do TV shows the next day.
What do you think was said back to him on the phone when he made that call?
If you're Drew Rosenhaus, he would be talking him into
Robert Kraft.
Oh. Okay, you sure?
Hey, Gronk.
No, stop it.
I thought you called me dog.
That's not what I was going for. Stop it, Jim. No, he had to have tried to talk him out of it.
But haven't they been talking to him through his agent for weeks now?
Maybe not.
It also steals the thunder from the owner's meetings off of, you know, takes all the attention away from Robert, sort of.
It depends on how he phrased it. If he said, you know, said to him, look, I can't do it anymore. I'm done. My body is... telling me every day no. So, thank you. I'm done playing football. How do you try and talk somebody out of it when they put it like that? I can't take any more hits to the head. I don't want to get hit in the knees anymore. I want to be able to walk when I'm 40. All of that stuff. Thank you, Mr. Kraft. I'm all done. I don't know if you're Robert Kraft or anyone else. You try and talk.
And then
a guy
he said,
"I
thought you called me dog."
True Rosenhaus. But we're still going to be working. I'll still be getting my 7% out of, you know, the movies, TV, wrestling. Don't you worry about
that. He's not signing any papers.
Yeah.
He's not signing any papers.
No. Party album, mixtape.
Rosenhaus called Don Yee. Can you have a quarterback call the tight end?
We have a lot of entertainment things that we're
Dunkin'
involved
Donuts.
In.
Dunkin' Donuts? Oh.
Yeah, don't worry.
Still got Dunkin'.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we got all that stuff.
Tony, it's going to come
down. JetBlue? Yes.
So, Drew?
So, part of that was, though, I don't think it was in that clip, but part of what he said with the NFL Network was that, you know, well, he wasn't really ready to make a decision, but he kind of was forced to make a decision at this time. It sounds like they put his foot to the fire and said, we need to know right now. I mean, they did it a little late, but it sounds like they finally put his foot to the fire.
Why didn't they do that a month ago?
None of this timing makes sense. None of it.
Because it seemed like he didn't want to make a decision, but he kind of said, all right, if we have to make a decision, I'm done. That's kind of the vibe I got from that interview.
It makes me think like all shenanigans. Like something's like they all know.
Let's get the cap space cleared first, and we'll worry about the rest later.
Thank you.
Or it could go back to what I said earlier, which is, hey, we're not having a lot of luck here getting this Brady deal done. And we need the space for a couple of things. Any shot you want to retire for a little while?
Again, the Brady the Brady Gronkowski Instagram little video at the end after the Super Bowl that they're showing on NBC Sports Boston. To be continued, dot, dot, dot. What does that mean? They knew then.
You know, hey, we've been working on this Brady deal, and it's not coming together. So
You knew if you were going to walk off at that night, I caught the game winner. I'm done. It shouldn't take you 2 months.
Oh, Mike Garofalo has this. It shoots a big hole through what we just said. Rob Gronkowski's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, was with us on NFL Network. He said he presented Gronk with a plan to speak to the Patriots about sitting out the spring and even into training camp. He believes they could have worked out a plan with the Patriots if Gronk was interested. He wasn't.
So that means the done is he's done. And he's done.
That leads you to believe that Rob Gronkowski said he's done, and he means it.
And if there's one guy could have worked it out, I think Bill and Drew, the way they get along, that could have been really worked out. And I think Rob could have earned that.
Drew was trying to save the career.
Wait a minute.
Drew was trying to work that out.
Hey, this was just...
And the player, Rob Gronkowski, apparently didn't want to go for it.
It was just last mid-May where it was the vroom, 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 and he hasn't been around. And then they go off and they win a damn Super
Listen, he publicly questioned... You know, wanting to play and talked about the concussion aspect and the mental toll of the year. And this shouldn't be surprising.
I'm not surprised.
And I don't think anybody is.
I'm surprised that they're in a situation they're in offensively. That's all. That's what I'm surprised at.
And maybe the case was.
But they're so good at keeping things stealth.
Maybe they knew they had the pretty good feeling Gronk was going to retire. And they called him not to say, hey, we need a decision, but hey, you're going to do this thing. Are you retiring for real? Because if you are, we'd like you to get it over
with.
Yeah,
we know you're doing it.
Because we want your money.
Can you please announce it so we could get going?
We know you're retiring, but will you do it finally?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a case of Gronk wanted to just leave that door open just a little bit, just in case he changed his mind. And then he didn't change his mind, and he says he's done, and didn't even want to approach the idea or, you know, bring up the subject with the team about sitting out and joining the team late. Didn't want to do it. His agent tried to talk him into doing it, and he told him no.
It's tough. I mean, you go back to what he was saying and how he was acting months and months ago. What was there to reconsider? In the euphoria of a Super Bowl win, maybe. But I think his mind was made up months ago. I don't know why he took this.
Is he going to hire a Hollywood agent, or is Rosenhaus going to? Does Rosenhaus?
He's going to continue. He made it very clear, Zoe. He's going to continue to work with Zoe. There's a Freudian slip with Gronk on all these other projects. Don't you worry about that.
Well, then his percentage goes up then. Because you're not doing a player's. Players' contracts are like 3-4% or somewhere in that area.
It's 3. It's mandated.
Okay, it's mandated.
So agents get 3% in the NFL. That's the league rule. NFLPA.
When you start going to the marketing aspect, that jacks up to 15 to 25.
Here's the thing. Some guys have a separate marketing agent than they do their player agent, and the marketing agent handles, for Gronk, the Dunkin' Donuts deals and JetBlue deals and all that stuff he has endorsement-wise. Drew Rosenhaus and Rosenhaus Sports, I believe, handles it for Gronk.
Oh, good.
He's
good
got it all under one roof.
Good for them.
His brother, yeah.
Which means they got like a 20% cut of the endorsement stuff.
It's like an umbrella policy.
So they get 3% of the playing money. They get 3% of the playing money. They get like a fifth of any endorsement money. Yeah.
I'm sure they heard it.
I'm sure they do. Because I'm sure none of those companies would come calling for Rob Gronkowski without the Rosenhaus brothers picking up the phone to arrange the details. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Weight loss is now made even easier. And you can lose the weight for clients by getting special gourmet prepared meals delivered right to your door. All you do is open up those meals. Hardy's looking at me crazy because I said meals. It's meals. And it makes weight loss that much easier. That convenient. You're busy? Go to Awaken 180 Weight Loss. They'll take care of everything.
All right, we've got one thing here in the takeaways today, and that is a look back at Rob Gronkowski's career. Gotten a lot of positive feedback today on Jim Louth's work.
Very good stuff.
And we've played it already, but we're going to play it again. Because after today, I don't know how often we'll break this out. But
when he returns in November.
Yeah.
Week 12.
Yeah, I don't know. The more the day goes on, based on those comments from Drew Rosenhaus, I'm not feeling great about those odds. I hope he's wrong. Yeah. I hope he has a change of heart. But here it is. As we say goodbye, Felger Mazur coming up next. Rob Gronkowski in a nutshell.
Boy. Thank you, big boy.
And now the end is near. So I face the final curtain.
And we assume Gronkowski in the green room, as you heard from Dion, said it's straight from the horse's mouth. It seems that the Patriots chose him 42nd overall.
That's a football playing family right there, folks.
I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Brady play action fake, end zone, caught, touchdown, Gronkowski, his first career touchdown, caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski, and he spikes it with a mighty spike.
Rob Gronkowski won't do it.
Floats it long and deep. Gronkowski's got it. Hat trick touchdowns for Rob Gronkowski. His third touchdown of the game.
Yeah, we're on the big screen right now. Give me a chest ball.
Boom! Little pass to the near side. Caught by Gronkowski. Hit by Breaks the tackle. 20 down the sideline. The 10. He's chased to the 5. Down the sideline. He somersaults over the pylon. It is a touchdown. He's like one of the flying Willendas.
Yeah, we did good.
Snap to Brady, looks, fires, caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski, of course. And that breaks the record for touchdowns by a tight end in the NFL season.
Super Bowl, we're going to the ship, we're going to the ship.
Gronkowski makes the grab left field, stiff arms the defender at the 25, left free at the 20, down to the 15, 10, angling right to the 5, his third touchdown for the Patriots.
Beast mode, protein bars for everybody.
Gronkowski's in line for the bathroom. Goes into the stall and then turns around to one of his brothers and says, Crossies?
Carries across the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Gronk leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
And Gronkowski does the spin inside. And what's he do? He picks his eyes up because he's looking for Sergio Brown.
Yes, he was just yapping to me the whole time. And that's why I took him and threw him out of the club.
Tom pumps. He throws down the middle for Gronkowski. Somehow makes the catch. Breaking it in with his left hand.
Hey, Boston. Wild tonight!
baby.
I did it my way. For what is a man?
Gronkowski.
What has he got?
Just being Gronkowski.
If not himself.
Where are you? Up in space?
Then he has not.
A little nutcracker, dude.
And there's only one thing you can deflate. These nuts!
Shotgun snap to Brady, dropping back, lobs the throw for Gronkowski, left side, makes the catch, over two defenders, tumbling to the two, first and goal to go.
I just told you, they're going to bleed him. He's going to dink, he's going to dunk you, he's going to set you up. Brady sees it, and it's a 29-yard strike to the big boy.
Yes, it was
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Breaking news just into the NFL Network newsroom. Rob Gronkowski, the Patriots All-Pro tight end, has announced his retirement Sunday after a nine-year NFL career. Gronk made his decision known in an Instagram post in which he said, "It all started at 20 years old on stage at the NFL draft when my dream came true. And now here I am about to turn 30 in a few months with a decision I feel is the biggest of my life so far. I will be retiring from the game of football today."
All right, here we go. Welcome in, Felger and Maz, on a re-entry Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.